yet. Okay, go ahead.
Our topic is blot out the memory of Amalek. We're in excerpt number 17 by Rabash. The Creator says, blot out the memory of Amalek. Meaning, He says that you do not need to do anything, meaning any tips so you can work for me, but only blot out what Amalek says to you and believe above reason, meaning above Amalek's reason, who is slandering me that is not worthwhile to work for me.
היינו שלא כדאי לעבוד בשבילי. ואם אתם רוצים
לעבוד... If you want to work above reason, because as it is written, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear me?
שדווקא על בחינה זו...
It is specifically this quality that he resists. And you want to blot him out. And if your desire is true, but you cannot blot him out, this is regarded as you are blotting him out from below. And with what will you blot him out? Answer, with the desire that you want to go above reason. And then I will blot him out from above. Meaning that I will give you the strength to blot out.
18.
Excerpt number 18, Rabash says, why must we blot out this klipa? The reason is that we should say that there is no truth in her words, that there's no concealment here. Rather, as we see, so it is. This discernment must be blotted out, meaning to say that there is no truth in her words. However, how can a person blot out when there is concealment on his guidance? When Amalek stands strong against the person, the Creator says about this, you must give the kli, meaning the lack, namely that which you need, so you must pay attention to what it is that you lack.
So, yes,
excerpt number 19. Rabash says, it is impossible to observe the blotting out of Amalek, but only to the extent that he remembers the troubles that he did to him. For this reason, the preparation for blotting out Amalek should be that one must know what is Amalek, meaning what is the role of Amalek against the people of Israel. It is about this that the verse says, remember what Amalek did to you along the way when you came out from Egypt, what happened to you along the way. To the extent that a person feels what Amalek did to you, he can carry out, blot out the memory of Amalek. That is, if a person does not remember that Amalek harmed him, he has no reason to blot him out nevertheless. Meaning, when a person introspects and wants to see who is his enemy and does him only harm, it is the will to receive for one's own sake, which is called the evil inclination, since it prevents a person from receiving the delight and pleasure that the Creator wants to give him.